This is Icon Art Radio with Bill Teeple, Alan Cobb, and Donna Colby. And the newsflash for today, for those who listened last week, the Japanese artist that's so famous that we couldn't bring up the name last week is Takashi Murakami. So go Google him and you'll find all kinds of fascinating things.
Takashi Murakami.
Takashi Murakami.
Tomo.
Okay.
Arigato.
Now I'm passing the torch of the show to Alan Cobb.
Gee, we're looking at Donna while you said that. And I was thinking,
yeah, I was worried.
I threw you a curve.
What kind of torch am I going to have? I don't have one.
Yeah, give me that torch.
Well, you said something before we started and about our culture. Well, industry of Fairfield.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, this concept of the New York City culture industry, which is kind of a horrible sound to it. I'm not exactly sure what it refers to in terms of art. There's obviously, you know, gallery businesses and people renting lofts to artists. And there's the theater industry in New York and the museums and things like that. And so in the context of Fairfield, you know, what is our culture industry, if we want to persist in that terminology, or in that general sense, what is it that we are offering to people who visit Fairfield to find out what's here? Of course, we should have the Chamber of Commerce on.
The director of the CBB board, this Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yes, the CBB.
Well, obviously, New York, what they're doing and their industry is packaging the arts for the world. That's what makes them a kind of clearinghouse for world art. And there's huge sums of money flowing in and out and around all of this, and that's the culture industry, and what
really
they're mostly
huge.
Concerned about is any lessening of that flow of money.
Right.
We don't have a flow of money around the arts to speak of here. What we have is arts and other small towns in the Midwest have a fairly recognizable kind of art. You'll have the arts associations and the co-op galleries and craft things, and there's always an interest in art everywhere. One thing that's been happening in the Midwest is as manufacturing jobs have disappeared, the towns are beginning to wonder what kind of identity they can have and what kind of way they can keep the young people there and even attract people to any kind of job situation they might be able to create. And so that's got all of the towns in the Midwest and even the South and other places thinking about, can they have a cultural identity? Well, what does that mean? We had a delegation from Arkansas that came specifically to Fairfield to see what a town built around the arts to some extent could be like, where there is culture is lively and attractive. And so there must be something going on here if people will come a long ways to use us as an example.
Yeah.
What I felt about them is that it sounded a little bit to me like and the same with all these other towns, is it sounded a little bit like a cart before the horse situation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, arts is a good thing. Let's go out and I mean, let's encourage the arts here. Well, I think Fairfield is different from that. And so if they come here and they want to try to reproduce in some other town what's going on in Fairfield, it's going to be difficult for them, because it isn't that we decided that we were going to be an art town or have an art industry or have culture here. It just arrived. We have people who have come here from all over the country on a quest for something, inner development and a quest for beauty and fulfillment in life, and expressing all of this together, living all of this together, which is what I think culture is all about, everyone living richness. I've defined culture as those things that bring richness to life in a community. And we just happen to have that, a substantive amount of that going on here, because it just arrived here, not because we decided to have it here. It's just like you're here, and Donna's here, and I'm here, and that's and we're contributing to the culture of the place in our various ways, doing things that aren't happening in other small towns in the region. It's destiny kind of led us here.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have found emerging, we have hundreds of artists, we have musicians and theater people, and visual artists and poets and dance people. We have a lot of what we would call culture going on here. And
we also have a lot of people who don't fit in any of the categories you just mentioned, who are very full-time creative.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of other people who are not full-time creative for one reason or another, but who still have those same interests and sensibilities and apply them to running a company or, you know, working for a company or a business or something. So I guess what we're really saying is that what Fairfield has is not exactly a culture industry, but what we do have is a culture. And that isn't something that you can do artificially or deliberately. It's something that just happens. And as it is happening in Fairfield, you know, it's giving rise to various expressions of creativity, and they're kind of unpredictable because of the nature of creativity and culture and life. So I guess the next question is, what direction is it going? Do we see something on the horizon? Is Fairfield going to move in such a way that we could say it's a direction, or is it just going to be sort of a continuing simmering of a wide variety of miscellaneous creative people, you know, some of whom are from this area and some of whom have brought in ideas and you know, methods from other areas?
Well, I think the people who have come here from other areas are finding, especially if they're coming from like some big expensive metropolitan area, they're finding that there's one really strong advantage of living in Fairfield, and it has to do with the lower cost of living and the fact that it's a place where not so much of your time is taken up getting from one place to another. So people seem to have a kind of wealth here that is missing in other places, a wealth of time, and maybe also a freedom from so many distractions, which you can mm-hmm. look at as a disadvantage, but in terms of one's own personal creative work, it can be an advantage.
Yeah.
I just came back from a 2-week trip to the East Coast, and when I left for the trip, I was looking forward to kind of cultural stimulation that I was going to get in a trip to the East Coast. And what actually happened was it really made me appreciate what I have here in Fairfield, because there's so much going on I didn't go to New York City. I was thinking was planning on going into the city because I was in New Jersey, but I wound up not feeling like it and doing other things instead. But I was in some places that were rich cultural centers that to me did not seem as lively, innovative, and interesting as our cultural community in Fairfield happens to be. It seemed like it was more repeating things that had always gone on in that area. They had a certain cultural tradition. I'm not going to name these places, but it seemed a little bit more boring to me that they had their niche and they were continuing to crank out art in that niche. And some of it was good art, but it didn't seem to be as much of a constant quest that we find here in Fairfield, and partly because we don't have all the resources that they have right at hand. We kind of have to make our own, like pioneers.
Well, I think that culture here is less easily defined, and yet we recognize it, and that it crosses over boundaries between the creativity in business and the creativity in technology and the creativity in what we might call the traditional arts. It's more open-ended here, and I think that that a lot of people are here on a kind of quest of self-awakening, and I think that is a factor that is recognizable, even though there's very diverse art forms happening here and expressions. There is a kind of common denominator in the open-endedness and the questioning and the inquiry and the self-discovery in everything that everybody does here, which makes it much more interesting than something that's all nailed down, which you might find in these areas that you've been describing. Mm-hmm. No matter how fine the craftsmanship and how sophisticated the people and how highly educated and all of that.
So what can we expect might happen with this? I mean, maybe it's a question of critical mass or something, but one of the things I heard a lot when I first came to Fairfield was we need to think of some way to bring these creative people out of their nooks and crannies and bring them out of the woodwork and get them actually interacting and doing something. More recently, I haven't heard that very much. Instead, I'm hearing how many creative people there are, and they're doing things. It's just not all obvious. And if a visitor walks through town, they won't really see very much evidence of how many artists there are here and how many different kinds of creative people are actually busily doing things. I mean, there's lots and lots of people here writing books.
Right.
And who knows? I mean, it's almost like we should have a monument in the square someplace or in one of the parks, you know, that lists all of the all the people doing interesting things, you know, including all the companies that you didn't know about and all of the, you know, entrepreneurs that have started interesting things here, that some of which have become huge and moved on, and others are still here. And of course others have, you know, drove themselves into the ground or whatever. But I guess it's sort of interesting to think about some way to celebrate and shed some light on all of the creativity in this community.
Well, KRUU is actually,
I think, one of the
avenues that this information is getting out, because I listen to it frequently, many different times of the day and times of the week, and just exactly what you're talking about is always a great revelation to me, where I'll hear somebody interviewed that I have known around town for years, and they're talking about something I had no idea about that they were doing and working on, or some knowledge they had that was unique to me. So I think that's one thing, that's one avenue of communication that's currently happening, to let people know who's here, what they're doing.
If it's going to come to a point of critical mass, we're approaching that now. Up to this point, it's been kind of an art colony and a very creative entrepreneurial community. And yet, with particularly the art side of the thing, especially the visual arts, have been hidden. A lot of visual artists, but there hasn't been an interface. And part of what I've been trying to do is create an interface so that there's the greater public in Fairfield and beyond, or the Fairfield public and the greater public beyond, will have some way to have an inroads into what a creative place this is, and it is even a magnet for drawing. I mean, I'm drawing artists from outside of Fairfield to show here, because there's nothing anywhere else in the region, no place where they can show in the manner that they're showing here. So it's becoming a little bit of a New York City kind of magnet in the small region. And that, but we're just at the very cusp of this happening here. Up to now, it's been hidden, just as you said. But we're at this cusp now between things like KRUU, the Arts and Convention Center, which is a substantial physical presence where things are going to be going on, then people from outside are going to be hearing about it. The other thing is, and the ICON is an example, and more and more there's getting to be press out there, but it's kind of slow going. It takes a while for these things to catch on. I mean, maybe some very famous writer or promoter in that has worldwide global influence will discover Fairfield one day, and that's the way sometimes these places get known globally. But otherwise, it's sort of a little by little process of one article, one newspaper features, magazines, and television shows. So, I mean, just this year we had a television special on Iowa Public Television that spoke about what's going on here in Fairfield. The Iowa Art Scene newspaper, it's a magazine, kind of a newspaper-like magazine. It's the only arts publication in all of Iowa. Is featuring Fairfield on its cover this in a few days. It'll be out, and more of these things happening will just get more and more attention, and it just takes some time.
Yeah, that's a good point, because it really takes a remarkable amount of publicity for anything in life to become widely known. When you think of how many people there are who are performing in movies, let's say, where you watch any movie and the credits roll and there's like dozens and dozens of people in the cast, and probably only two or three of them are people that whose names are widely recognized, and the other ones may have had a lifelong career but just not as much publicity. And same thing goes for places like Fairfield. And you're right, the more
we could use a publicist. We have this convention and visitors bureau that sort of promotes the town as a whole. Mm-hmm. But I think the arts and culture community could stand its own publicist.
Mm-hmm. Because
you have to have some substance. And publicity without substance is just hype.
Yeah,
so we have the substance, so I don't feel bad about having a publicist out there banging on a drum.
Well, and like Alan said, there are very, very fascinating people tucked away in their homes and studios that even we don't know about,
right.
You know, that are just doing, and every now and then you'll hear somebody's story, even if it's in a cafe conversation or something, and you're mesmerized because you've seen this person walking around, you had no idea what they were doing and what they were working on and how they're spending their time. And if somebody ever wanted to write a book about the stories of these people and put it out there, I think it would be fascinating.
But that's just the kind of thing that makes things happen and makes things known. Somebody decides to write a book about all of the interesting things being done in Fairfield.
Do you think it's possible for something, you talked about Paducah, Kentucky, and how they raised the money to, you know, make it an art town. It seems like a lot of the dreams that we have here in Fairfield, what we want to happen, are limited because of lack of money. Because obviously there's not enough money right here in town to make all these dreams. I mean, even talking about something like revamping the Armory building to turn it into some gallery or event hall
center,
or something like that. What are ways that other towns have Paducah?
Well, Paducah didn't come up
money.
With a lot of money.
Oh.
They came up with everyone gave a little bit to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So all the business people, the landowners, the bankers, and they made low interest rates available to buy things.
And, but people have been doing that in Fairfield for years. You know, donating to various aspects of the Fairfield culture, but it seems like there's a ceiling of how Do you think that these dreams that we all have can be fulfilled?
Well, our economy is not as big as Paducah's to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. That's
so we have a limiting economy.
So how could we do what we are envisioning?
Well, now you're getting on to my role in the town. I mean, there's a lot of people that are figuring out ways to promote and to publicize and to market. A lot of this is going on. But I have always been the one that said that if you make the art deeper, if you go this much, this little bit deeper into why you're doing it, what you're doing, how you're doing it, the craft of it, everything about it, if you like take it one step further, it will be much, it'll have this attractive force. Mm-hmm. And if you have enough art and cultural activities and creativity happening in the town where everybody involved is interested in taking it a little bit further and then a little bit further and a little bit further, that's where the critical mass is going to come in. Mm. Not any other way. That's the only way that this critical mass thing can come about. So that's all. That's my recommendation. And if people don't feel that their art or their product could get any better, then they really need to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, well, that's good. I like that answer very much. It's like the means collect around.
Absolutely.
The deepest. There's,
you've got to have the beef, so to speak. And that's why things have happened, why we have spontaneous combustion of arts in any place historically, mm-hmm. is where that's happening. And often when you have a collective of people doing this together, particularly around a particular idea, a new idea, you do have this spontaneous combustion and things flare up.
Mm-hmm. Well, even on some level, that happens on our Odd Thursday events in the gallery when someone comes, like Alan just gave this two-part series that was absolutely fascinating about hearing and sound. And the conversation generated, the dialogue that was generated in those, even though he had this certain topic, it went far deeper than the topic even. And the exchange between the people just went on and on until finally, you know, it was past most people's bedtime and we just had to say, oh, well, I guess we better end. And I think a lot of people are surprised by that, mm-hmm. when that we're surprised because some of the people who are entering into the discussion, like we were saying before, are people we didn't know very much about, and their knowledge and expertise comes out in these discussions. And the other thing that happens is the person giving the presentation is often delighted by the level of interest. I think you even mentioned that there was some point you were making and people just wanted to go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Deep, more deeply, more deeply, more deeply into this one point, and the energy was tremendous.
Yeah,
this is, I mean, I had someone come up to me in Brighton at the Amoco station and told me how, these were Fairfield people that just happened to be there, they had to come up and tell me how much they enjoyed your talk.
That's
and these are people I didn't even know who they were, I mean, people had never been in the gallery that I knew of before.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the critical mass. You know, it's people start to sort of look for that, and other people who could provide something like that, or suddenly realize there's an audience for that, there's a demand for it. People would actually enjoy it if I went out and, you know, did that. You know, Bob and I are actually really quite excited about mounting a production in the new theater in the Sondheim Center that won't have anything at all to do with musical theater. It will be, you know, probably very strange and perplexing and hopefully enjoyable and.
And this is the synergy thing that happens.
Yeah.
If there's something that starts happening, things start, it's like the ping pong balls start really bouncing around, and where thing connections start being made spontaneously, not by some guy's idea of let's put this together and that together. It just spontaneously happens when you start putting creative people together.
Yeah.
And then things start, as things develop, like ICON and the Arts and Convention Center start happening, then they figure out ways, now how can we collaborate? But the collaborations happen spontaneously.
Right.
Because we're now, we are talking about this thing that you're talking about, or Bob and I are talking about, an ICON performance once a year, even, or if not more often. But even, but I mean, you, where we might be able to, you know, advertise it throughout the entire state that there's this art night at the ACC.
Right.
Well, and I think one reason why it's happening, it's here. You were talking before about people coming, people who live in Fairfield or who've moved to Fairfield from elsewhere, have a questing nature. And the questing nature can have to do with their own inner growth, but the questing nature can also have to do with just discovering new knowledge that is fascinating to them. And that snowballs when people with questing minds get together to talk about just about anything. It goes places where you can't predict it's going to go. And so in terms of the development of Fairfield, we have our dreams and we have our things that we can sort of predict or try to predict. But I think also just because of the nature of this, so many questing people with questing minds and curiosity and, you know, creative, innovative thoughts all getting together, something is bound to happen that none of us can foresee. That's just, exciting. I think we can predict that.
Yes, I guess if you get the right ingredients and you put them in the pot and you turn up the heat, sooner or later, probably sooner, you're going to have soup.
Listening to ICON Art Radio, a production of Iowa Contemporary Art, Fairfield.